listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
We are coming to you from the San Juan Islands. We are here at the Lakedale Resort. I was just chatting with the owner all about the wonderful features of this incredible getaway. And I am here now with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. And Sharon, we have been talking about all sorts of different cruising, different trips. And now this week we're off to another adventure, right?
Right. We've talked about the big ships on the we call them blue water ships on the oceans and the places across the world. But now let's talk about river cruising, both in the U.S. and in international. It's just booming. It is coming on really strong in the travel industry.
Yeah, it really is. And you know all the right ones to choose, the ones with all the bells and whistles. So I'm listening. I want to hear the great ones.
Okay. Well, we're bombarded all the time with mailers in the mail and television advertising. All of this doesn't necessarily mean that's the right one for you. So just like the big river, the big boats on the oceans, we need to make sure it fits you, because advertising can really pull you in and think that's the only one for you, and it's really probably not.
And that's so true. I mean, the pictures can be so, you know, they can lead us in the wrong direction.
And the pricing, they'll say 2 for 1, but that's not really true when you get right down to it. So we have to know something. You know, the rivers in the, particularly in Europe, but also the Mississippi, that's where the wars and the country dividing lines and all the cultures, who ruled what, that was all done along the rivers. That's how they, the soldiers marched and the cannons rolled all along the rivers. So it's a fascinating history no matter where you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. I mean, taking some of these river trips, more so than anything, like you said, I mean, you do find the history and you really can learn a lot.
Yeah, it's not necessarily entertainment like the big ships have, but it's very much learning about the cultures and the history. So let's start in the U.S., because that's where most of us live. On the West Coast, you've got the Columbia and Snake Rivers, and that's where you get amazing history of Lewis and Clark. Now, I don't know about everybody else listening, but I grew up with Lewis and Clark in southern Idaho, and that's where you hear all about their journey across the country.
Oh, yeah, the Old West. I mean, the paddle wheelers, all of it.
Yeah, and they have a historian that comes on board, and they tell you all the different places you stop. Some of them are paddle wheelers, which are old, the way they did in the old days. Some of them are motor vessels, but you can pick what you want. I kind of like the paddle wheelers myself, but then we'll go down that river and see a lot of the little towns and the history.
Oh, yeah. The Snake River is just my favorite area there.
Yeah. I grew up in Idaho on the Snake River.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous there. I just love it. I love fishing there, but I love just, the history. I mean, going up the Snake River, you learn so much.
Yeah. Okay, so then you can move to the East Coast. People don't know, but the Hudson River has a wonderful cruise out of New York. And that's got some interesting little towns and history. Then there's a small ship goes from Warren, Rhode Island, through the Erie Canal into the Great Lakes, and stops in Chicago and some of the cities along the coast. That's a really fascinating little trip.
Oh, that would be a wonderful one to take.
Yeah, yeah. I had some people on it, and they passed the Statue of Liberty as the sun was coming up, and they played God Bless America, and he said there wasn't a dry eye on the ship.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So then you can do the Mighty Mississippi. I mean, that has all kinds of history. Paddle wheelers, motor vessels, and now a company has brought what they call a long ship. That's like the ones they have in Europe, and they've put that on the Mississippi. Well, I don't know. I still think the paddle wheelers fit the Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's my preference.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
So you can do the full length of it, or you can just do the upper or the lower. And then there's tributaries that go off of the Mississippi, and those are like the Ohio and the Tennessee rivers. There's theme cruises. There's fall foliage, and there's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Wonderful, wonderful history on the Mississippi. So now we can go south, and, of course, the mighty Amazon. Everybody's heard of the Amazon in South America. Mm-hmm. So it depends on how much time you have. You can start at the beginning and go all the way. It's a very long river. You don't really realize it goes through several countries. And the farther you get in interior, the more interesting it is, because you have the pink dolphins, and you get off on the land and go walk through the jungle. And
right, and then the little vessels are so cute.
They're so cute. They look like a dollhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But they're air-conditioned. The food is wonderful. It's just a great adventure. Yeah.
So that would be cool. You just kind of match it to your personality, which cruise to take.
Yeah. And then there's some others. Ireland has some wonderful canal cruises on small barges.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's great to hear the stories and the songs in Irish and the legends. You get the little villages and the people, and the food is wonderful. And then in the same area, the UK and Scotland have canals. Some of them are self-drive barges,
mm-hmm.
and then some of them you have a crew, so you can have whichever way you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there's a canal I just found out about out of France that has a lot of self-drive barges. So you have your bike, and you can park along the shore and get on your bike and go get your wine and cheese and bread and come back and eat on your little vessel.
That is great. You can poke along at your own leisure then.
Yeah, and take your friends and get one that fits all of you. Yeah. So, and the biggest place that we hear is in Europe. And you can start in Amsterdam, you can go all the way to Bucharest, and or any sections in between. Now, there's one company that launched 14 new river boats last year.
Wow.
The quality is not quite there. You can't build 14 new boats in a year.
Right.
So make sure you know what you're getting. But the quality isn't quite there. So talk to me, because we've got several different options. I have my favorite. Some of them have bikes on board. You can get on your bike. Some of them have electric bikes with a GPS. And so you always know where you are.
Interesting.
I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. So those are great ones. And go through the center of Europe and on a river.
Now, what about off the beaten path, like maybe China or?
China has the Yangtze. That's mm-hmm. the big river. And that's about a four-night cruise on the Yangtze River. Very eerie with the kind of foggy feel to the hills and the mountains. Russia's got the Volga River. Amazing history there. Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, they all have rivers. Even India now, they've put a boat on the Ganges.
Oh, great.
Egypt has the Nile, the mighty Nile River, and that's where the history in Egypt. You can pretend you're Cleopatra down the Nile.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Africa has the Chobe River in Botswana. So there's rivers everywhere. You could plan a trip for the rest of your life doing river cruises.
Oh, I know. And, you know, like we've talked about in the past on some of the different broadcasts, you've talked about, you know, of course, planning this for the right season and not be, you know, not get kind of mixed up about that.
Right. The interesting thing, though, in Europe is they have them in the winter, and they have the Christmas markets in Germany. So there's something to do along the rivers mm-hmm. in Europe. But other places, yeah, you do need to pick your season.
Yeah, now what about if you're single? Any particular cruises for that?
Yeah, there's one cruise line now that has one single cabin on every sailing. That's a single pricing cabin. You don't have to pay the supplement. And that's really great. If you've got like a couple and they want to bring their mother or, you know, a single person comes along or wants to go, yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about doing, like, for families and kids. What about that? And you'd mentioned about the castles.
Oh, kids love them. They take them to candy factories and castles, and they'll go to a market and pick out their food for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of the cruises have kids programs all the time. So we have to pick that. It's usually at holiday time.
Right.
You know, school holidays.
Yeah.
What a great education for your kids.
Oh, I know. Something you will never forget. But you have to call Sharon. You know, you've got to call Sharon. She's going to send you in the right direction, give you all the good tips. Of course, we're talking with Sharon Emerson, cruise and tour planner, with her company, Cruise and Tour Planners. And the number is 206-367-7657. And definitely go to the website, cruiseandtourplanners.com. I thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you.
Stick around. We've got more coming your way. We're coming to you once again from the Lake Dale Resort. They're located between Friday Harbor and Roach Harbor on San Juan Island. And their web address, you can find out all the good stuff, is lakedale.com. And you can also give them a call at 1-800-617-2267. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We take you now to the land of holiday, where every day is a special day to someone. And everywhere you look, you find only the best of all things. The land of holiday is right here where you live, and you get there just by clicking SeattleHolidayCentral.com, your local land for special days, because we know every day is a special day for someone, a birthday, a wedding, an anniversary, and when you want the best for that day, SeattleHolidayCentral.com can help you find a delicious cake, who has the best flowers and floral arrangements, who can help you plan a big event. Find the best of the best at SeattleHolidayCentral.com. Of course, when national holidays roll around, SeattleHolidayCentral.com will be all themed out for those days. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, Easter, the 4th of July. So get clicking. Turn on your computer and go to SeattleHolidayCentral.com, where they know every day is a special day for someone. And in the land of holiday, only the best will do.
On your next getaway, discover a relaxing waterfront retreat where you can truly unwind. Panoramic ocean or lakefront views within spectacular northwest settings. Where? Hallmark Inns and Resorts in Oregon and Washington. You'll find all the comforts of home and then some. Cozy fireplaces, in-room spas, and fresh northwest cuisine. With two Hallmark locations on the Oregon coast, Cannon Beach and Newport, the opportunities for sightseeing, beachcombing, and exploring are endless. You'll also find interesting galleries and marine exhibits close by. In Washington, the best Western Hallmark Inn and Conference Center in Moses Lake is your hub for unique outdoor adventures, including hunting, fishing, hiking, and more. Whichever Hallmark you choose, you'll find a family atmosphere close to all the action and attractions. For more information and to make reservations at Hallmark Inns and Resorts, call 1-888-448-4449 or visit us on the web at hallmarkinns.com.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at CascadeHarborInn.com.